Are you ready to grow from solopreneur to CEO? You're in the right place. I'm your host, Rachel Cook, and I've spent the last decade helping women entrepreneurs start and scale service-based businesses. If you're serious about building a sustainable business, it's time to put the strategy, systems, and support in place to make it happen. Join me each week for candid conversations about stepping into your role as CEO, the hard lessons learned along the way, and practical, profitable strategies to grow a sustainable business without the hustle and burnout. I am so excited you are joining us for the Fired Up and Focused Challenge. So we are diving in right now into day one, solopreneur to CEO. Let me know if you've ever thought this. I know I can do this, but I just don't know where to start. Or my to-do list is a mile long. What do I really need to be focused on? Or this one, I know what I need to do, but I'm just so scared of failing at it. Well, if you've ever thought any of these things, these are the literal words coming out of the emails, the direct messages, the conversations I'm having with amazing women entrepreneurs who are swamped and overwhelmed and feeling like they're on the track to burnout. And the truth is, it just doesn't have to be this way. Business doesn't have to be so stressful. So here's the scoop. Your greatest resource is the same 24 hours in a day that everyone else has in their day. But not everybody really understands how to utilize this resource as an entrepreneur, especially if you want to be a successful entrepreneur who's not only able to do work that you love, but have a life that you actually love and have time for that life. And this is something that I get asked about all the time. So if this is your first time getting to know me, again, I'm Rachel Cook. I am the founder of a business that I started after the last recession in 2008. And I have been running my business over the last 12 years, also while raising my family. You can see our pandemic photo taken on our front porch. I am in the same boat as so many of you who is running a business while also navigating my family during this really kind of crazy year. And the reason we decided to bring back the Fired Up and Focused Challenge is I believe a lot of these strategies, a lot of these productivity habits that I have been implementing over the last 12 years have really set me up for success. When I say these habits that have set me up for success, I am talking about the habits that have helped me to work 25 hours a week through two high-risk pregnancies, first with my twins in 2009, and then with my third child in 2012. They've allowed me to work 25 hours a week, grow a wildly successful business, retire my husband to come home and be a stay-at-home dad and carpenter, and really enjoy my life, really be able to not only take care of my family, but also to take care of myself, because I have some chronic health conditions and I cannot work nonstop. So these strategies that we're going to be talking about over the next 10 days are the ones that I personally use each and every day, each and every year, over the last 12 years to run a highly profitable, highly successful business without the hustle and burnout. So make sure that you are signed up for all 10 days, because I promise you're going to walk away with a lot of clarity over where to invest your time and energy to get the highest return on your investment, to make sure that you are able to balance running your business, raising your family, taking care of yourself, and just living this beautifully full life. So I want to walk you through this framework that I have taught to thousands of entrepreneurs to help understand the value of different types of tasks in your business. Now, I want to be clear, these are all tasks that must get handled in your business if you're going to have a functioning business. However, not all tasks are created equal, and we want to make sure that where we are putting our time and energy is on the highest value tasks. So let's dive in. The first task areas are customer service, administrative, and operations level tasks. Now, these are important tasks. They must get done. However, they can quickly just get overwhelming. These are tasks like responding to voicemails, replying to all of the emails in your inbox, following up with people to get them on your calendar, to confirm their appointments, to make sure that your clients have all of the different information they need to work with you. These are things like sending out invoices and bookkeeping. These can also be lower level tasks like scheduling social media or formatting blog posts and newsletters. These tasks are important. Again, they need to get done. But the key thing I want you to remember is these are not revenue generating tasks. These are the activities that keep your business open. They kind of keep the day-to-day running, but they are not revenue generating tasks. And we really want to look at how we can streamline, systematize, and at some point outsource these areas, delegate these areas of your business so that you can shift your time and energy to the higher value revenue generating tasks. And that is what we are focused on in the next 10 days of this challenge. So the next task area is working with clients. Now, this is where that value exchange is happening. You are getting paid to deliver the service. You are getting paid for the product or program that you have created. So this is really, really important. We need to make sure that we are getting paid. We are actually doing work that we are getting paid for. We are creating products or programs or services that we are getting paid for. This area is one area where I see a lot of entrepreneurs, however, getting burned out long term because they only have one revenue stream in their business. And we've especially seen that in 2020. So we want to make sure that we are optimizing this area to create multiple revenue streams that are not all dependent on your time and energy. This is going to be really important long term. The final task areas we are going to talk about is marketing, making money, all those sales activities, business development, and education. Now, these are two areas that can have a dramatic impact on the profitability and sustainability of your business. These are the areas that have the biggest return on investment for each area that you spend working on them. These are areas, however, that are often overlooked for so many women entrepreneurs for various reasons. The majority of which that I hear is it's just so much to learn. There's so much to do. There are so many options. Not sure where to get started. I feel really uncomfortable doing these types of things. So I want to start reframing all of this for you and help you figure out how you can start shifting the way that you are approaching your role as the CEO of your business so that you can be more profitable, more sustainable. This is a concept called the Pareto Principle, and it was developed by an Italian economist back in the 1700s. Essentially, what he discovered was that 20% of the input yielded 80% of the output, which means 20% of the tasks you do yield 80% of the results. So our job is now to figure out what are the tasks that lead to the majority of the results. This is powerful information. This is so incredibly powerful because with this information, you can actually work less, focus on less, because you're focused on the right activities that deliver the results that you're looking for. So your goal is to focus your time and energy on the results-based activities. We have talked about how some of the activities are not revenue generating, but others are. And revenue is the result that most of us are looking for as business owners. So we need to make sure that we are allocating more of our time and energy on the marketing, the sales, the business development, and education related tasks, and less time on the admin, ops, customer service related tasks. It's time to flip this around. This is where most entrepreneurs spend their time. They spend the majority of their time and energy on the lower value tasks, on admin ops, customer service, good amount of time working with their clients, but very little time in the marketing, in the sales, in the business development, making those new revenue streams, in their own education. And where they need to go is spending more of their time and energy on those revenue generating tasks, marketing activities, sales activities, business development activities and education to help them understand the business development activities, and less time on customer service, administrative, and operations types of tasks. So here is your challenge for today. I want you to think about where you are spending your time in your business. Are you spending your time like the first graph, where most of your time and energy is spent on admin, ops, and customer service? Or are you spending most of your time on marketing and sales related activities, or somewhere in between? I want you to think about how much time you can commit to work on your business each day. And I don't want you to say something like, I'm going to spend 5 hours each day working on my business. That might be overkill. It might be really hard to actually make that consistent, but let's make it simple and really easy to implement. So let's start with something we know that most of us can commit to right now. Maybe it's about 30 minutes a day. If you've got a little more, great. But I want you to block out 30 minutes every day in your calendar. In the next 10 days, put it in your calendar, 30 minutes you're going to spend on the big picture for your business. This, for now, is going to be the time that you're going through the Fired Up and Focused Challenge. I can almost guarantee that if you spend 30 minutes each and every day to work through this challenge, you will see huge changes in your business within 30 to 60 to 90 days. The next 90 days will be absolutely different. Okay, download the workbook, do the exercise, and then get ready for tomorrow's challenge. We're going to dive into how to start tackling that to-do list, how to prioritize the revenue generating activities, and free up the time and energy that is currently really taking over with the lower value tasks. Make sure that you let me know your ahas and your insights. Head over to my Facebook page and let me know your insights from today's challenge. Okay, I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Promote Yourself to CEO is sponsored by the CEO Collective, a 12-month implementation experience for women entrepreneurs ready for next-level strategy and results without the nonstop hustle. If what I have been sharing with you inside of the Fired Up and Focused Challenge resonates and you're ready to integrate these practical, productive, and profitable strategies into your business, then head over to theceocollective.com/podcast to be the first to hear when we reopen the doors again to new members. The CEO Collective is the only way to work closely with me and my team in 2021. And when you join us, you'll have the structure and support that has helped many of our clients to boost their productivity so they can work less than 30 hours a week while making a full-time take-home income from their business. So head over to join the waitlist at theceocollective.com/podcast. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Promote Yourself to CEO. For full show notes and transcripts, head over to rachelcook.com/show. And if you don't want to miss any future episodes of Promote Yourself to CEO, make sure you are subscribed to the show via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to talking to you again soon.